The Louisiana Purchase is one of the most significant territorial transactions in history. The momentous exchange not only doubled the size of the United States, but also ignited a spark that fueled the westward expansion of the new nation. Examining the history and development of the Louisiana Purchase reveals the complex interactions among nations, diplomats, and leaders during the late 18th and early 19th centuries, which fundamentally shaped the United States as we recognize it today. In 1803, the young American Republic was growing at a rapid pace. At the helm was Thomas Jefferson, the nation's third president. One of Jefferson's greatest concerns was the free navigation of the Mississippi River, vital to the agrarian economies of the southern and western states. The Mississippi and the port of New Orleans, through which produce had to pass through to get to the markets, were controlled by the foreign powers, first Spain, later France. The situation held the potential to destabilize American economic and political interests at home and abroad. At the same time, across the Atlantic, European powers were playing out their own game of territorial chess. Spain had secretly ceded the land back to France in 1800 via the Treaty of San Ildefonso, alarming American political circles. Under the leadership of Napoleon Bonaparte, France was fast becoming a formidable power in Europe. However, Napoleon's plans to establish a French empire in the New World got derailed by a slave revolt in Saint-Domingue, now Haiti, crippling French plans and resources. With formidable challenges at home and abroad, Jefferson decided to buy New Orleans and sufficient territory on the east bank of the Mississippi from France, appropriating $10 million for the deal. In a surprising move, the French Foreign Minister Charles Maurice de Talleyrand not only agreed to sell New Orleans, but also proposed selling the entire Louisiana territory. For a sum of $15 million, or roughly 3 cents an acre, Jefferson accepted the unprecedented proposal. That acquisition, formalized in December 1803, not only expanded the U.S. territory by approximately 828,000 square miles, but also brought a substantial change in the geopolitical dynamics of the continent. However, the purchase had a sizable domestic fallout too. It raised pertinent questions related to the interpretation of the American Constitution, since it did not explicitly provide for acquiring new land. Jefferson, known for his strict interpretation of the Constitution, was put into a quandary, but he justified the purchase as being in the nation's best interest. He attempted to amend the Constitution to include provisions for new acquisitions, but such an amendment never came to fruition. The acquired territory was inhabited by numerous Native American tribes, and the sudden shift of power created a new host of problems, including land rights, displacement, and cultural assimilation. Jefferson initiated policies to civilize the tribes and bring them in line with American settlers, which led to widespread displacement and cultural decimation. The Louisiana Purchase also paved the way for the famous Lewis and Clark expedition, which explored the new territory and extended up to the Pacific coast. This exploration laid the groundwork for future westward expansion under the banner of Manifest Destiny, that would further alter the demographic and political makeup of the country. The Louisiana Purchase had a profound impact on the United States, and its repercussions are still observed today. It was a defining moment in the country's history, starting an era of expansion and exploration that would shape the United States geographically, economically, and politically. While it exemplified American resilience and ambition, it also exposed the nation to complex issues of constitutional interpretation, native rights, and domestic policies. The purchase serves not only as a testament to American growth, but also as a mirror, reflecting the intricate and multidimensional aspects of its history.